Radio.
Sky News Centre at 7. One of Britain's most wanted fugitives has been found guilty of dozens of historic child sex offences. 80-year-old Richard Burrows had been on the run in Thailand for 27 years before his arrest at Heathrow Airport in March last year. The former scoutmaster abused boys in Cheshire and the West Midlands between the mid-1960s and mid-90s. James Harvey was one of his victims.
His impulses and emotions have driven everything that he's done probably throughout the whole of his life and have left him looking like a shambling, despicable, evil human being that could casually, over 60 years, do this to children.
The Work and Pension Secretary says the number of young people considered economically inactive now totals 270,000. Liz Kendall says the number citing poor mental health has risen more than 25% in the last year. Downing Street says more than 30 countries will help to protect Ukraine if there's a peace deal with Russia. Number 10 says not every nation will be providing troops. Donald Trump is due to talk to Vladimir Putin tomorrow. Washington's former ambassador to Moscow, Michael McFaul, isn't expecting much progress.
I think Putin's going to take one more run at some more demands. He's going to test the waters for that, and then he'll probably sign an agreement, but it'll be a very temporary agreement. I hope it launches a peace settlement, but I'm not optimistic about long-term peace and stability under these current terms.
Mike Amesbury's confirmed his resignation as an MP, triggering a by-election in his Cheshire constituency. The former Labour representative admitted assault. The contactless limit for card payments could be scrapped. The Financial Conduct Authority's considering whether the move would promote economic growth. And a Bulgarian football club have apologised for holding a minute's silence for a former player who is still alive. Arda Kadzali were informed Petko Ganchev was in good health. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Police believe a Cardiff woman missing from her home since last summer may now be dead. A murder investigation has been launched after Charlene Hobbs disappeared from the Adamsdown area in July. A £20,000 reward's on offer for information leading to a conviction. A 45-year-old man arrested in connection with the disappearance is currently on bail. Five people have now been charged with the murder of Joanne Penny in Talbot's Green. The 32-year-old man from Pentwyn was arrested in Suffolk on Friday night. Jordan Mills Smith was remanded in custody by Merthyr magistrates until tomorrow. A woman was also charged with assisting an offender following the shooting at a block of flats last week. An ex-Welsh Conservative leader has claimed a vote on devolving the Crown Estate is out of touch with local residents. A Plaid Cymru-led motion calling on profits to be invested here was backed at a Vale of Glamorgan Council meeting last week, but Andrew Harty-Davies said the authority should spend less time focusing on so-called fringe issues. A group of flat owners in Cardiff Bay have brought out their own apartments block. The leaseholders at the Bayscape scheme stepped in when the former landlords went into liquidation. It's been described by one legal expert as the biggest freehold buyout of its kind in Welsh history. You can read more about it on our news pages at broradio.fm. In sports, Cardiff Devils have been dealt a blow to their Elite League title hopes. Last night's 4-3 defeat to Sheffield Steelers ended their 5-game winning run. The Devils remain fourth in the table and 9 points off leaders Belfast Giants. And the new Saints remain on course for a potential treble this season. They'll face Connors Quay in the Welsh Cup final next month after beating Cambrian United 5-0 in the semis. Craig Harrison's side wrapped up their 17th Cymru Premier title at the weekend to add to the Nathaniel MG Cup.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Sitting clean. They call it Nutbush. Oh, Nutbush. Call it Nutbush, sitting clean. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's that time of week again. It's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. And personally, it's been an absolute amazing weekend of sport. As anyone who listened last week knows, I've got a bit of a back problem. So it was really an excuse for me not to get out and do much. Just rest my back. Was the phrase that I was using, and occasionally getting up and walking around and getting a snack and getting a drink, but between the different sports that were going on, and we will dip into some of the sports that went on the weekend, particularly the Super Saturday with the final rounds of the Six Nations, but there were other sports going on as well, for people that are interested in sports as a whole, and I do quite like a lot of sports, so I also had the first round of the Formula One Grand Prix, and that was down in Australia, and that was won by a Brit, so that's a good start to the season there as well, although I didn't get up at 4 in the morning to watch it. I usually set it to record, and then I sit down in the morning and I watch it whilst having breakfast. Gone are the days that I'm going to get up at 4 in the morning to watch it live, because what used to happen, they used to get red flagged, and I'd be sat there till about 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning before the race would get started anyway, so learnt my lesson there. And across the bridge, it was the first bit of silverware in the English League as well, and that was the Carabao Cup final, so that was quite interesting. When I walk around the Vale, I do see a lot of people in Liverpool shirts, and they were in the final. They did go down 2-1 to Newcastle, and it was Newcastle's first trophy in 70 years. And normally I don't talk about things that are outside of the Vale and outside of Wales, but I do know, particularly when I go and watch football in around and about in Barry, that I do see a lot of Liverpool shirts around. So I do think there's quite a big fan base down in the around in the Vale. But we're going to leave the football from across the bridge there. But we are going to have a look at the football that's taking place in the Vale. As I said, we're going to take a look into the Six Nations and potentially a look forward to what's to come in the rugby union world. And we're going to see how the Cardiff Devils got on first in there in the Challenge Cup final, but secondly then how they were getting on in the Elite Hockey League with their push to top that table as well. So quite a lot to get in here at Bro, but we're going to get through as much as we can here at Bro.
That way. the city's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why, why, tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do it that way? If they say
this is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And there wasn't a big action in the Cymru South or Cymru Premier or Adran Premier, with none of your Vale teams in action in any of them league matches. But next up for Barry Town, they play on Saturday away to Flint. Barry Town Women next play on Sunday and they're away to Aberystwyth Town. And Llantwit Majors next game is away to Cambrian United, but that's on Friday. And also on Friday, Coiridilia at home to Goitre United. But some of the teams from the Vale were in action, and on Saturday, Dinas Powys were playing away to Cardiff Cosmopolitans. The game ended 2-2. Two goals for Mustaf Joybi got the home team off to a good start, but Matthew Leston grabbed a lifeline for Dinas Powys just before half-time. A Gareth Emmanuel penalty brought the sides level, and that's where the game ended. Dinas Powys are sixth in their league. Next up, they host Avon United. And Ely Rangers didn't have a great trip away to Porthcawl, losing their match 3-1. The first half ended 0-0. But a George Croft goal got the home side off the mark. Richard Greaves equalised for Rangers, but in added on time at the end of the game, Leo Roberts sent the home team into the lead. And Croft got his second and Porthcawl's third to round off a good day. The result leads Ely Rangers in seventh, and next for them, they have a home match against FC Kilmarnock. So next up, bro, we're going to take a dip into the ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils got on, and then we've still got to the rugby to look forward to in the show. Hear it, bro.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station. Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwit Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roos. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Yn cael trafferth cadw I fyny a'ch taliadau morgais, dych chi ddim ar ben eich hun. Mae'n bosibl y bydd cymorth ar gael drwy Cymorth I Aros Cymru. Gallu cynllun hwn gan Lywodraeth Cymru gynnu cymorth ariannol I chi os ydych yn berchen ar dŷ sy'n werth llai na 300,000 o bunnoedd ac yn ennill llai na 67,000 o bunnoedd. Os ydych chi'n poeni am golli eich cartref, gwiriwch os ydych chi'n gymwys am gymorth heddiw. Chwiliwch am Cymorth I Aros Cymru nawr.
Need appliances? Need them now? Visit Homeworld, your first choice appliance centre. We've hundreds of big name appliances in stock and available for same or next day delivery. And we monitor prices daily, so you'll always find our lowest prices. We're also your first choice for installing and repairing washing machines, dishwashers, cookers, fridges, freezers, including built-in, freestanding and integrated models. We'll even take away your old ones too. Shop new appliances or get your old repaired. See more at home-world.co.uk. Homeworld on Lower Guthrie Street, Barry. Search Oil Gently Chefs on What Three Words.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online. Bro Radio.
How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? And this is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I broke it twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me. Somebody went murdered down. We used to
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler, at Pro Radio. And we're going to have a quick dip into ice hockey now. And again, it's usually the same. I'm always sort of astonished the amount of games that they play. But again, the Devils did have three games between the shows. The Wednesday night game was the Challenge Cup final, and then they were back in league action on Saturday and Sunday. But unfortunately, the Challenge Cup didn't go the way of the Devils, and they were shut out against the Belfast Giants, losing that one 4-0. So unfortunately, there was no adding to the silverware that they'd already won earlier this season with a Continental Cup win. I think one of the good things is with ice hockey is because they play so many games in quick succession, it does give them time to it doesn't give them much time to dwell on sort of results like that. And they were sort of straight back at it. And on Saturday, they were playing Dundee and they sealed their fifth straight Elite League win against Dundee with a 7-3 victory at home. The Devils took the lead midway through the first period when Brad Schoenberth was on hand to score off Riley Brandt's rebounded shot. Josh McDonald and Brett Pelini put Cardiff three goals up midway point before Philip Sanchez's power play goal gave Dundee hope. But the Devils scored four times in the third period goal fest. Tyler Bush, McDonald, Ben Almquist and Cody Donoghue all on target for Cardiff, while the Stars hit back through Keanu Yamamoto and Dryden Dow. That victory moved Cardiff to within 8 points of the Belfast Giants, who were currently top of the league. And then on Sunday, so yesterday, they lost ground then, unfortunately, when they were playing Sheffield Steelers, and that ended their five-game winning streak. They went down 4-3 to the Steelers. Cardiff did put in a good performance there. The Steelers remain in second after shaking off recent indifferent form, and they have won just three of their last seven games, including a 6-2 loss in South Wales. But they edged out a tight first period dominated by both defences. Colton Sorsman netted the only goal of the first period before Miko Yonsola scored just 27 seconds into the second. Zach O'Brien's response for the Devils was swiftly cancelled out by Steelers Patrick Waltlin before Joey Martin scored during a power play just before the break. That set up a tense final period that remained goalless until Kevin Tansey netted for the Steelers 3 minutes from time before Cole Sanford scored late on. So it is a loss for the Devils there, but they still do remain fourth in the table. So they're just about in touching distance of the top of the table there. But they need to get a few more games win a few more games. But again, as we all say with ice hockey, they play so many games in a quick succession that a few point deficit can easily turn into a few points more than your opponents. And as I said, that's one good thing about the ice hockey, is they get a chance to turn them around quite quickly and dust down themselves back down, especially when results don't go their way. And talking about results not really going the way, we're going to be reviewing and looking back at the Six Nations next up. Bro. Oh, oh, story I did. Oh, story. Oh, oh, I read. So give us the story I hit me with lightning. Handlebars. We're
touching. Next thing, we're touching. Next thing, we're touching. Next thing, we're touching. Next thing, we're touching. Next thing, we're touching.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to now have a review of the Six Nations final round that took place. And it's the Super Saturday. It's the one that is the most dramatic. There were lots of things on each of these matches that took place. So it wasn't just a case of a procession and one of the games meant something. All the games that were being played could have had some decisive effect on the outcome of the Six Nations table. And it all started with Italy and Ireland. And Italy had a good performance against Ireland, losing their 17-22 in Italy. That meant that they did get a losing bonus point. So they kept on. That was good for them. But if Italy had beaten Ireland, it would have meant that Ireland were mathematically out of any chance of regaining the Six Nations title. And in the evening, the 8 o'clock kickoff, that was France against Scotland, and France run out winners of that one, 35-16, and that was enough to see them win the championship. But there was a game in between, and that was the middle game, and that was Wales versus England. And I'm going to say this very quickly, that Wales went down 14 points to 68 in Cardiff, and that at that point put England in with the outside chance of taking the Six Nations title, which meant that Scotland would have needed to have beaten France for England to have won the Six Nations title, but that didn't happen there. And it was quite close at the end on the table there as well. So France ended up on 21 points, England on 20, and Ireland on 19, and then Scotland in fourth on 11, Italy on 5 in fifth, and Wales in sixth place on 3 points. It's not really been a great championship for Wales. There's been sort of lots of other things going on, and every time we think there's a green shoot of recovery, the results don't help there. I mean, there was a few potentially, like, where might not have won the game, it might not have changed much of the results, but there was a one or two tries that were scored from headers, which you don't normally see that often. And I think when it comes off someone's head, everyone sort of, the players seem to just go, oh, well, that's unusual, what's happened there, on there. So unlucky in a few aspects, I think. For me, one of the tackles of the Six Nations was, I think it was Luke Cowan-Dickey when he ankle tapped Blair Murray, who had got through the gap. I think if he hadn't done that, I think there would have been a try there. It might have made the result look a bit different, but this has been an England team that's a few months or a few years up the road from where Wales are, and I think now it's just time to take stock, and they've had experience at tier one playing. there are some records there that potentially Wales as a nation don't want, and it's their 17th test defeat in a row, which is actually the worst run of results by a Tier 1 nation since the rugby unions turned professional. And just some more facts there. I'm not going to sort of label the point too much, though. But they've actually gone 2 years. That's 11 games without a Six Nations win. And Wales have not won at home match since the 2023 World Cup warm-up victory over England. And it's also on Saturday was Wales's heaviest defeat in Cardiff, biggest home or away Six Nations loss, and the most points ever conceded against England, which led to the second successive wooden spoon. But it's not been all doom and gloom over the weekend. The under-20s, they were in action on Friday, and they came from behind to beat England 23 points to 13, which is a really good result. The England team were going for the Grand Slam, the under-20s Grand Slam and Triple Crown, and they have not tasted defeat, this English team, in a long time. So that was actually a really good result there for Wales, and it moved them to third in the under-20s championship. And just sticking with the under-20s, I think that that also puts them in a good place for the Rugby World Cup under-20s championship that takes place in Italy on the 29th of June to the 19th of July this year. And there's three pools there, and Wales are in Pool B in the under-20s alongside Argentina, France and Spain. In Pool A, it's Australia, England, Scotland and South Africa. And in Pool C, it's Georgia, Ireland, Italy and New Zealand. And this is the under-20s. And I think this is, especially with the result that they had on Friday night against England, I think this might be a little springboard for the under-20s. And hopefully we can see some of these under-20s coming through into the national team. But we haven't finished with the Six Nations. No, we've got the Women's Six Nations, and that starts on Saturday. And Wales are away to Scotland on that Saturday, and they're looking for to get their Six Nations campaign off to a winning start. The women's Wales team are currently 10th in the world rankings, and they will go into the tournament with renewed optimism. And earlier in the year, we brought you the information that where Sean Lynn has been appointed the new head coach. He was taken over from Johan Cunningham, and Sean Lynch has won his third successive Premiership Women's Rugby title with Gloucester Harpies. So he doesn't have a huge amount of time to prepare with the team, but that's going to be a good match there as well. And the Women's Six Nations, that runs through there. So that, as I said, they've got the first game against Scotland on March 22nd. Then in Cardiff on March 29th, when they host the defending Grand Slam champions, England. Then they go to France on April the 12th and Italy on the 26th of April. But we'll keep you across all the results that take place there in the Six Nations. And we'll let you know what matches are coming up in the Six Nations there as well. So one thing that I have seen going around on the media as well is about potential relegation out of the Six Nations and what my thoughts of it are. I thought that relegation out of the Six Nations adds a bit of jeopardy, and I've been I've been an advocate for it for a few years now, and I'm not going to change my opinion just because it may affect whales in there. I do quite like the idea of not just dropping straight down and essentially having a playoff game. And the playoff game would be for the winners of the European Championship, so the tournament under the Six Nations, and the winner of that would play the wooden spoon winner of the Six Nations, with a one-off match to decide who would go in if to the Six Nations and who would drop down. So there would be jeopardy in there. Yes, there would be another match. So there would need to be another sort of international window there. But if you're going to have a match like that, this is what I was, my thoughts would be if I was in the position to make these things happen. It would be to have a double header, and also on the same day have the winner of the Six Nations take on the winner of the Rugby Championship. And that would sort of be, it would almost be a bit like in football terms, I would say World Cup, but it's not going to be a World Cup. It'll just decide who is sort of the best national team, for that season. And I think that would be quite a good match as well, rather than waiting for the international tours. But that's my opinions on it. But I still, as I said, people who ask me, do I still think relegation, just because it would affect Wales, I'm not going to change my mind on that. I still think there needs to be jeopardy, in the Six Nations, tournaments as well. But moving on from there, we've also got the Lions tour that takes place, this year as well. So there's going to be lots of debate about this, about who should get selection for the Lions tour. So I'm going to throw it out to the listeners there. So please get in touch with me on the social medias, or you can email at sport@broradio.fm. And do you think many of the Wales team or the Wales squad will make it on the plane for the Lions tour? Are there any names that you think are definitely in contention, or are there any shock names that you would like to bring there? And how many Welsh players do you think are actually going to make it into the call up? I mean, I can think of a couple of players that I think would potentially be on the fringes of the warm of a call up there, and I'm gonna sort of nail my colours to the mast there. I think that you've got to be looking at taking a Jack Morgan. For me, Aaron Wainwright and Faletal, they would be sort of three players that I would definitely could see pull on the red of the Precision Iron Irish Lions jersey. But tell me what you think. I'd love to get your opinions on it. As I said, again, find it on the social medias or sport@broradio.fm.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Being in residential care as a child isn't easy.
But good carers make all the difference.
We think to be an amazing residential care worker, you need to be fun,
trustworthy,
loyal,
patient,
supportive, fair and reliable. If this sounds like you, find out more about roles in your local area
by visiting wecare.wales.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
A good girl loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to circle back to the same sport we started the show with, and that's football, as Craig Bellamy announced his 26-man player squad for the start of the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifying campaign. And that actually starts on Saturday, where Wales take on Kazakhstan in Cardiff. And then a few days later on the Tuesday, they travel to North Macedonia to take them on in their qualifying campaign. So the Wales team that's been selected is goalkeepers of Danny Ward, Carl Darlow and Adam Davis. Defenders are Ben Davis, Joe Roden, Connor Roberts, Chris Meppham, Ben Kabanga, Nico Williams and Jay De Silva, with the midfielders of Josh Sheehan, Jordan James, Kai Andrews, Ollie Cooper, Sober Thomas, Joe Allen and David Brooks. And the forwards of Keith Amore, Brennan Johnson, Daniel James, Liam Cullen, Nathan Broadhead, Mark Harris, Lewis Kumas, Rabbi Matondo and Tom Lawrence. So that's the players that Craig Bellamy have selected to get Wales into the 2026 World Cup. And they are in qualifying Group J, so alongside Wales, apart from Kazakhstan and North Macedonia, we've got Belgium and Liechtenstein. And when you look at the qualifying group that they've got, historically you would probably say that Belgium were favourites to qualify first in the group, but I think there's a decent chance that Wales can qualify second in this group, and I say that with quiet optimism. I know North Macedonia last season and the season before have pulled off the odd shock result, and Wales seem to used to pull off the surprise results against Belgium, especially in knockout football stage. So I do think it's potentially quite an open group, and this is absolutely fantastic to see that, because anyone like me who sort of started watching football in the sort of late 80s through the 90s sort of remember that being polite, Wales weren't as good as they are now, and didn't qualify for any of these major tournaments in the last 15, almost 20 years now, actually, that they've really kicked on. And they've really started to make their presence known in the international game. And I think that's it's really good. And we go into these qualifying campaigns now expecting to get out of them and expecting to get to the major championship finals, and always perform well at them as well. Anyone around my age will remember sort of the last game of the qualifying campaigns for Wales. They couldn't qualify. They were kind of dead rubbers, and they were kind of dead rubber matches, where the result was more how many the other team scored on them to see whether they would top the championship top their qualifying group or not. So it's nice to see sort of Welsh football back and performing well. And talking of things that are going well, I remember mentioning that there was a drop in session of pickleball. Well, now the Barry Athletic Tennis Club, they've also got pickleball coming soon. And this is a sport that's come through from America, and it's a variation of sort of like tennis, on there using slightly different rackets, and it's supposed to be a really good sport there. I remember sort of bringing you information that there was a drop-in session in Barry not so long ago, but also, as I said, Barry Athletic Tennis Club are also looking at bringing pickleball to the Vale as well. But if it is a sport that I'm not talking about, then all you need to do is email me at sport@proradio.fm and I could be talking about the sport that you like so much. I could even get you to come in here and talk about the sport that you like so much and tell the people of the Vale all about it. But next up here on Bro, it's Patrick with The Evening Show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Are you the parent of a 3 or 4 year old? You could be claiming up to 30 hours of childcare and early education per week. The Childcare Offer for Wales is here to help you, whether you want to return to work, increase your hours, or do that course you've always been thinking about. Don't let childcare costs hold you back. You're there to support your child. We're here to support you. Simply visit gov.wales/childcare offer for Wales and get help today.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Oes gennych chi ystafell sbar yn eich tŷ a lle sbar yn eich calon? Os oes, gallwch ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau. Mae cynllun cysylltu bywydau Bro Morgannwg yn darparu gofal byr dymor a seibiannau hir dymor i bobl leol sy'n byw gyda'r anghenion cymorth ychwanegol. Mae'n ffordd wych o weithio gartref gan y byddwch yn derbyn dros 400 punt y pen yr wythnos. Gall bron unrhyw un ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau, felly dysgwch fwy a gwnewch gais heddiw yn veilsharedlives.co.uk.
Good morning.
Listen very carefully. I will say this on a word.
Oh, get on with it, Michelle. Pods are performing the hilarious Allo Allo 2, the Camembert Caper, at the Paget Rooms Penarth from 19th to the 22nd of March. Get your tickets at www.ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.